Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this part. We have a special story today. The name of this story is The Wolf and the House Dog. Yes, you are with the program Lantern. There was once a wolf who got very little to eat because the dogs of the village were so wide awake and watchful. He was really nothing but skin and bones, and it made him very downhearted to think of it. One night, this wolf happened to fall in with a fine fat house dog who had wandered a little too far from home. The wolf would gladly have eaten him then and there, but the house dog looked strong enough to leave his marks should we try it. So the wolf spoke very humbly to the dog, complimenting him on his fine appearance. "You can be as well fed as I am if you want to," replied the dog. "Leave the woods, there you live miserably. Why, you have to fight hard for every bite you get. Follow my example and you will get along beautifully." "What must I do?" asked the wolf. "Hardly anything," answered the house dog. "Chase people who carry cans, bark at beggars, and fawn on the people of the house. In return, you will get tidbits of every kind, chicken bones, choice bits of meat, sugar, cake, and much more beside, not to speak of kind words and curses." The wolf had such a beautiful vision of his coming happiness that he almost wept. But just then he noticed that the hair on the dog's neck was worn and the skin was chafed. "What is that on your neck?" "Nothing at all," replied the dog. "What, nothing? Oh, just a trifle. But please tell me. Perhaps you see the mark of the collar to which my chain is fastened." "What, a chain?" cried the wolf. "Don't you go wherever you please?" "Not always, but what's the difference?" replied the dog. "All the difference in the world. I don't care a rap for your feasts, and I wouldn't take all the tender young lambs in the world at that price." And always ran the wolf to the woods. There is nothing worth so much as liberty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. Liberal-mindedness from the Islamic perspective. In the Islamic religion, we find that human respect and human value is very high. And it means that people are created liberal-mindedly. And that is, kind of inherent freedom is associated with everybody as asserted in the Holy Quran. So we find that this liberal-mindedness and this being free from all burdens play a very decisive role in the moral development of people. Based on this, we find that combating oppression, favoring one's own liberal-mindedness and one's own honor, and at the same time favoring one's self-esteem, and by the same token favoring global and individual justice, are examples of liberal-mindedness from the Islamic perspective. We find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam sacrificed his own life and his associates and the Karbala martyrs, the Ashura martyrs of Karbala, all of them sacrificed their lives in order to show that how liberal-mindedness and how this liberty and this freedom are important in the Islamic perspective. We find that those people who fought, who defended themselves against the enemies on the day of Ashura, they favored their own self-esteem, and they favored their own being not in bounds, not entangled in the bounds of and in the chains of being associated with such cruel leaders like, for example, Yazid of the Umayyad dynasty. Rather, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave them assertions, gave them instructions to be liberal-minded. Please note carefully that on the eve of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam announced that all of his companions were free to leave him. And on the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted to attract, some of the enemy soldiers to his own side.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
The point is that on the eve of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted to show to everybody that, there was no imposition whatsoever on anybody to remain steadfast, steadfastly loyal to him. Rather, everyone was free to leave him. On the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted to liberate even the enemy soldiers from the bounds of being slaves of this world and being slaves of the Umayyad dynasty. Rather, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted to free and to liberate people from the certain hellfire that was the end point of his enemies on the Umayyad side. We find that in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts that people are just creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody has any right whatsoever to worship anybody else save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates that we never recognize anybody as our master save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors our freedom and favors our liberal-mindedness. So in order to be free from all these bonds, we find that nobody is expected, no Muslim, no sane person is expected to be entangled within the bond, within the bounds and within the limits of, for example, being attached to one's carnal desires or, for example, lust whatsoever. Now we find that, this kind of liberal-mindedness comes in contact with, for example, being financially rich. Those people who are financially rich are expected not to be captivated by their own wealth. Rather, this wealth should make a means for liberating others and helping other people come up with their own dignity. In the Holy Quran, we find that the aim of the Islamic religion is to liberate people from all kinds of bounds that would lead them to the hellfire. وَيَدَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The aim of the Islamic religion was that to liberate people from the bounds of, jahiliyyah, bounds of ignorance, bounds of worshipping Satan and being attached to this, to the mere exuberances of this worldly life. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.